Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing that you give to us in the mighty name of Jesus. You may be seated. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Beautiful. Acts chapter 2. And let's read verse 1. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. And what happened next? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. And then there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. Amen. Now tonight, I want to just share with us for a few moments about the wind of the Spirit. The wind. What do you think? The wind of the Spirit. Now, the wind of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you know, I think that one of the most difficult things for us as human beings is to be able to relate with a spirit. Do you know why? Because it's like if the madman of Gadara had a legion, 6,200 spirits, then how much space does one spirit occupy? What do you think? That's sort of a little difficult to understand, isn't it? Or the man whom the devil went out and came back with seven more. And then we sort of imagine a devil in a shape of a dragon with wings, almost taller than a man, with a spear. So we are wondering, how can he fit seven of these into one person? Are you with me? Keba Shakataya. Now, because of this, I believe the Holy Spirit himself gives us a number of things whereby we can experience him. Amen? And flow with him. You know, somehow like with our minds, we can sort of understand. Now, even the stars are so huge that it beats the imagination. Because one of the stars in heaven, in the heavens, would be as big as the sun, spreading all the way to Mercury, Venus, covering Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. I mean, the circumference of one of those mega stars would cover from the sun all this way and cover all our planets. And it's just one star. And there's thousands in the sky. So even the physical that we can see is difficult to relate with. And God made all. And the ones we can't see are more. You know, the stars, if you want to see the stars, you just put up the lights. You see them clear. It's called light pollution. It pollutes the sky. And you cannot see the stars. But you just turn up the lights or move away from the lights, more stars appear. More. So they are really, really, really big. So even when it comes to stars, human beings find the dimensions difficult to relate with. Because we don't know anything that big. There's nothing we know in our world which is that big. If you take the highest mountain on Mars, it's far higher than Mount Everest and all the mountains we have on Earth. And that's one mountain on Mars. Are you still around?
Yes.
So, when it comes to the one who made these things, I think we will have some difficulty in relating. So he himself has given us some things that will help us. So the wind of the Spirit, wind of the Spirit. Now in Acts chapter 2, verse 2, it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Filled the house. The wind of the Spirit. So the wind was the Holy Spirit. The wind was the Spirit. That's what came to the house, the wind. Verse 3. And then there appeared cloven tongues of fire. So now the Holy Spirit turned into a fire. Are you watching? And it sat on each of them. And then, after that, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Again, a little difficult to understand. How can you be filled with God? Because we have petrol that we buy, and say, fill my tank. We fill the tank. So then you imagine the Holy Ghost to be some kind of liquid that fills us. And you get a little bit like that. Meanwhile, it's supposed to be God. Are you with me? So I think that all in all, God and the Holy Spirit sound quite mystical. And do not follow any of our calculations. So we have to believe these similes, parables, if you like, or metaphors that are given to us. Actually believe them literally so that we can relate with the Spirit. And until we learn to do that, we are not going to be able to relate with the Spirit. So, I want us to relate with the wind of the Spirit. And I know God is going to bless us mightily. Are you ready to relate with the wind of the Spirit? Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord for that great grace.
Terene Kobosi and Arabacadia Levadica Sotaraba Vandorobocosi and Rebe Comedibaya Maso Baranandola Baracason Darabavanio de Berecestolia Lepasheco Varacasu Lebekerediande Entalabaco Mashadabacasora Diande Vida Loco Jabaracasta Riandoloboco. Anderebekosi anderebekori avarabalaba duke sekebaya rapa varakoshe mikaro anderebekata livate shembra koria tori anderebele meliza borake storambe de libro bajora riandala bakashon darabarigo koste leima dora mavandi andorobo koshi andaba la barakoshe kere de viraboshe peria varakosi andarababa Matei andolobo shadabayande Rianda bakasu tarabale Leiba koshi andala bavariandosta Leiba reko shadabavariade Kelisa malose parodianda Rambo komonja lebre geston barinda labajoste Leiba so karako menjerande Maloka baraka vesto Elira manavanio sembre keton de rebeliba Riapadula kabaya shatako Mekalose koriamana Amana niamantora baya kari andabaya Riaba varakobo shakari antarie Midalo shadalion daradion Medaro kobo jeke mamenavamaya Yaraba sharaba kuseriata Mechikaraba vario ko shekeredia Mederebe ko sivaya da storia Reba ko shayanda bahase kedaya Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, you may be seated. Now, the wind of the Spirit, and we must be able to relate with the wind of the Spirit. Now, turn with me to Exodus chapter 10 and verse 13. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous. Very grievous. They were. Before them, there were no such locusts as they. Hey. Neither after them shall there be such. These are serious locusts. That spoil everything. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous. They were. Before them, no such, and after them shall never be such. Verse 15. Kabashakata.
I receive it.
For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. Hey! The land was what? Darkened. Amen. The land was darkened. Amen. And they did eat every herb. Are you there? Every herb. Everyone who has planted cabbage, corn, was sad. Because there was nothing left. The land was darkened. And the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, the hail had broken things already. But this was the remainder. They ate the fruit that was left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. Amazing. Verse 16. Then Pharaoh called for Moses. You see, stubborn people, you know, they have a difficult life. That's why I've been preaching about arguments and stubbornness and not flowing. Look at where you are now, calling for Moses to discuss things. It's not nice. You'll never be like that. Then he called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord. You've now changed your mind. Why do you want to suffer before you change your mind and then flow? I've sinned. It reminds me of a song I heard Ida singing the other day about Vashti. Verse 17. Now therefore, forgive. I pray thee, my sin only this once. He was lying to her. And did entreat the Lord your God, and entreat your Lord your God, that he may take away from me this death only. You'll never be stubborn after this evening. Verse 18. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And then the Lord turned a mighty, strong west wind. The first was an east wind. This is a west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. And there remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But he still, the Lord hadn't, he didn't still let the people go. He changed his mind after the locust went. But anyway, our topic is not of Pharaoh. We are looking at the wind of the Spirit, the wind of God. Now, God's wind was the west wind. When you study the tabernacle, it is oriented towards the east. But anyway, don't. Let's not go into that now, please. Because all the people who went away from God, they went in one direction. But anyway, let's go back to this one, the west wind. What are the locusts? The locusts are demon power. And the wind from God driving away demon power. If you remember what the Bible says, it says that the land was darkened. 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 Yes. The verse, before this verse, it says the whole land was darkened. Yeah. By the locusts. Hallelujah. Amen. So the west wind, yeah, the whole land was darkened. And see, when there are demons in your life is darkened. Yes. What is darkness? Without Akosombo, we would have difficulty in seeing this evening. We are seeing because of some extra efforts that are being made through some technology to make the evening a little more easy. Otherwise, the evening would have been very difficult. In the village, when it is night, everybody goes to his hut to wait for the sunshine, sun to rise. But now we are having some wild technology, some water falling from nuclear power. And so darken. That's a demon power. And God sent a wind to drive away the demon power that was over the land of Egypt. So whatever demon power is in your life, eating the last herbs. Your food, your money, your life, is your joy, your business, your peace. They are taking it, and it has covered everything. Demon power, locust. Remember, all over the Bible talks about the devourers. They are very, very evil things. So when the Holy Ghost was coming, you see that he came as a mighty wind. Now, in the Bible, spirits are represented by winds, especially east winds. East winds. This is just a short Bible lesson. Yeah? Winds. Winds of God. Amen? Winds of God. Genesis 41. Verse 23. And behold, 7 ears blasted, withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind. Blasted with the east wind. Hey! What do you think? Amazing. What verse were we on? 23 and 24. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears. And I told this unto the magicians. Pharaoh was speaking, a different Pharaoh. But there was no one who could interpret it. Verse 25. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. He is about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 ears. And the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 7 thin and ill-favored kine. Are 7 years, and the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. Verse 30. And there shall arise after them, or verse 29, there shall come 7 years of great plenty, but there shall arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land, and the famine shall consume them. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. For that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Yes. Now, when an east wind blows on you, you become thin, withered. Is that not what happened? Yes. Those of you who are computer addicts, you remember Steve Jobs, the inventor of the iPhone. An east wind blew on him. He was blasted with the east wind. But in the natural, you diagnose a cancer. And he withered. He withered away. Blasting with the wind. So, winds are often representing spirits. And you can see the account we gave in Exodus. The west wind came and blew away the locusts. But the east wind came and brought the locusts. So you see evil spirits being represented by the winds of God. Are you listening? Yeah. And you see, sometimes we can hardly understand God because we can't even understand a star. We don't have anything in our physical dimension, in our physical realm, that can relate with anything that is like God. So God gives us these little things to help us to possibly relate or interact with God in seeing him as a wind that blows. Are you with me? Yeah. So whatever demon power is working in your life, when you pray for the Holy Spirit, you see why we should be praying for the Holy Spirit. How many are understanding how to pray better? And you see that all your prayers will be answered. I mean, you can't say that this morning, the prayer that we pray, God is going to ask us to wait. I mean, even we, when we see God, we can tell him that, Lord, honestly, you've got to be serious. Eh? These are your words. These are your promises. Yes. We followed it to the letter. We just asked for understanding, the spirit of understanding. How can you say we should wait? We need to be of quick understanding. So, whatever darkens your life and eats away your life, you see, there are spirits. You see, in the spirit world, it's a wind blowing on you like this. Yes. And then another wind comes and blows on you, and then the demon power, devils, dragons. Somebody was telling me, you were praying in the night. If you are used to the night, you can know the time when you wake up from the sounds. Every hour has a sound. 2 a.m. has a sound. It's the most quiet time of the night. It's 2 a.m. Most quiet. And 3 is also very quiet. But from around 3:30 to 4, you start to hear some sounds. And there are some particular birds that wake up at 5, and some at quarter to 6. You hear different melodies, sound. So this was in the middle of the night, and there was no sound. And then they began to bind devils. And suddenly, all the dogs in the area began to bark. Yes. Very strange. Some of the dogs are not dogs. Yes. You know, I've spoken to more than one person. I mean, I've heard more than one testimony of people that took people in their cars. And the people they found out were not people. Are you still here? Yes. Beautiful. I'm just blessed to be here. The wind of the Spirit. Whatever represents small problems, you see the locusts, small things. This one is eating corn. This one is eating your cabbage. This one is eating your tomato. This one is covered here. Everywhere is covered. Tonight, I banish them by the wind of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Shabaka Satan. Genesis 8. Verse 1. Now, God remembered Noah. Huh? And every living thing. This was the flood. The flood was going on. Full flood. And Noah was in the boat with his family. And all the humble animals that have joined his church. His members were animals. So you see people, when they go and start churches, they want to have businessmen and rich people, ambassadors as members. You have to accept animals in your church as a pioneer. Later on, other members will join. But initially, you have animals in the ark. Animal members. Kabashi Kotala. And Noah remembered, God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. The cattle. And God made a wind. Pass over the air. I'm talking about the wind of the Spirit. God made a wind to pass over the waters. And the waters assuaged. Assuaged means what? Check it, please. It means the waters agreed to go back to where they came from. Verse 2. Check it as I'm reading. And then the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. Yes. By the window. The wind of the Spirit. Yes. May the wind of the Spirit blow over you. Verse 3. Beautiful. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days. The waters were abated. So here again, you see, just like the locusts. The locusts came to destroy the whole country and spoil everybody's life. This one to the waters came to kill everybody and spoil everything. It was bad, eh? Bad, 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 bad. Yeah. You know, assuage means to soften, you know, mitigate, to ease, to make an unpleasant feeling less intense. The waters were assuaged, they were calm. It's like, Charlie, go back. Genesis 8 verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth. So when the wind, you see, in Acts chapter 2, verse 2. In Acts chapter 2, verse 2. There was a sound from heaven of a mighty rushing wind. This is kind of wind that is blowing over you today in Jesus' name. Now, what is this wind doing? It is happening as it happened in the days of Moses and Pharaoh driving away demon power. And in the days of Noah, water was killing everybody. It took the wind of God to drive it away. To drive it away. Go away. Go away. So if you look at your family, if you look at where you come from, if you look at people that are like you, you see that they are drowning in sin, drowning in disease, drowning in curses, drowning in so many things. And then God caused, look at Genesis 8 verse 1. He caused a wind. He made a wind to pass over the air. And verse 2, look at the multiple effects of this wind. It said, the fountains also of the deep. So the source of the thing. You see, the fountain, if you remember, those of you who are here this morning, the woman with the issue of blood, the fountain of her blood, to the source of the blood. And here you can see the fountains also of the deep. And then the windows of heaven were stopped by the wind. The wind blew the windows shut. And then the wind stopped the fountain, the source of the thing. And it's enough. But that's a lot of water. I mean, if you look out of the window here, you can see, you know, those high. Can you imagine a flood which goes higher than all these houses? I mean, as far as your eye can see, and joins with the sea, and goes as far as Abori Mountains, Mampong, and goes and covers everywhere. And takes 150 days for that amount of water to go down. It's not a small thing. It was not a small flood. I mean, that is why if you are not in the ark, you couldn't make it at all. You had no chance. So whatever represents death in your life, whatever stands as a possibility of death, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are set free from that in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. I stop it by the wind of the Spirit. You shall live and not die. Power of God is working on your behalf. Breathe in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. So when we are ministering, there are times we wouldn't even lay hands on you. We just breathe. Because one of the winds, one of the manifestations of the Spirit is wind. Isaiah 11, verse 15. Isaiah 11. Verse 15. It says, and the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river and shall smite it in the seven streams and make men go over dry shod. Verse 16. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. God is making a highway for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, God is making a highway for you. In Exodus chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. All right? And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And the children went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. The waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. So you can see from this that God himself made a wind blow. And that is what the Bible is saying in Isaiah. He shall with his mighty wind make a way for you. Today, God is making a way for you by his Spirit. Look at me. I am here preaching, writing books that are read in different countries. From Ghana, God has made a highway in the midst of the waters. Out of nowhere, you are passing through an impossible situation. I've been invited to preach in Japan. Not that I wanted to go, I was invited to preach in Japan. I've been invited to preach in Singapore. A highway. Been invited to preach in the Philippines. Been invited to preach in Malaysia. I've been invited to preach in Indonesia. I mean, where from? Walk through the waters. It's impossible. I mean, you tell me. Not to Ghanaian church in Indonesia. Not to Ghanaian church in Malaysia. Yeah. This is Asia. You see, if you don't recognize, Bible says their hearts were hardened. Hardened hearts don't recognize things when they are happening. And I'm saying to you, the mighty Spirit of God is the one who just makes a way, a highway. You walk through and you go through. So today, by the wind of the Spirit, I see a highway for you.
I receive it.
Highway. It's a way through impossibility. I say it's a way through impossibilities. It's a way through impossibilities. You know, many times I travel, I go with people. And then we always say, hey, Charlie, we are blessed to be here. What has brought us here? Why did we come here? We never have come here. There's no reason to be here in our natural lives. I would have been at Kolebu Amanprobi Polyclinic. These are my futures. Yes. But God has made a way for me. And he will make a way for you too. Is that a powerful blessing? How many want the wind of the Spirit to blow over you? Yes. You see, it looks like when the Spirit manifests in different ways, he's doing different things. And it looks like as he's manifesting as a wind, he seems to be doing some different things, moving the demon powers from your life. Whatever darkens your life,
Professor,
he's clearing it away. It's making the sun to shine. The sun is shining in your life. In Jesus' name. And he's making a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way
for me.
He will be my guide.
Only closely to this side, with love and strength for each new day,
he will make a way.
He will make a way.
Father, thank you for making a way out of the impossible situation. You make something wonderful possible. We know we are stuck behind the waters. We know we cannot see a way through the waters. We cannot even explain to people how we are going to cross such waters. But we thank you that the wind of the Spirit is blowing upon us and you are making a way. Your wind is blowing over us, Jesus. We are experiencing your wind. We are experiencing your wind. We lift our hand and we pray for the wind of the Spirit. Let the locust demon powers be blown away from our lives. Let the waters of death be blown away from our lives. Let the fountains of the deep that have sought to overwhelm us and drown us, let them be assuaged and softened and calm. Folarisandu shtalamos kalibos kanoras kelebes komoras kamaris. Mighty power, mighty way making power, mighty way making power, flow upon us, Lord, flow upon us. We receive your mighty power, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hosea 13. Hosea 13. And I'm going to be ending with this scripture on the wind of the Spirit. Hosea 13, verse 15. This is very important, especially for those of us who are young. This is a verse that's important for those of us who are young. Hosea 13. It says, if you like, let's read verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy place. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Kabasha kabasha.
I see that.
Verse 15. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, this is a judgment from God. An east wind shall come, and the wind of the Lord. I'm talking about the wind of the Spirit. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry. His spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up, and he shall spoil the treasure of his pleasant vessels. This is a scripture very important for young people. I'm sure you are wondering why. You see, each example of the wind of the Holy Spirit, as we have seen, and I'm not giving you all, I'm giving you just some, you see, has a certain effect. The wind that came blew away the demon power of locusts. The wind that came dried up the Red Sea, made a highway. It's like a way-making wind. The other one blew on the waters. And then the death that was calmed down. It took 150 days, but it still went away. Now this one is doing something else. This wind is doing something different. This one is drying up something that needs to be dried up. You see, there are things in us that need to be dry. They can't end suddenly. They need to be dried dried out of us. Yes. Especially things of the flesh that you have learned how to do. It doesn't go just in one day when you know how to do it. It is not something that just goes. Because the flesh has learned something. That's what the flesh knows. You see, the best example is food. You can't make somebody who eats banku every day change his taste and say, I eat bread now. Because you may not know. You know what? I've been in so many different places. Many times I've been told by people that are hosting me, we are going to have a wonderful dinner tonight. That's why I always have my emergency. What do you call it? Emergency. This thing. Ke basato shandere. We are going to have a wonderful dinner tonight. And when I went, I was watching. And he was some little things. Yes, which Jew, I know you wouldn't consider it as. You wouldn't consider it as a meal. Yes, maybe a starter, a snack. Yes. But your flesh has learned it. So the Holy Spirit needs to dry. Notice the word. Look at the two words. Dried up. It's like when you are drying banana or you are drying a tomato and it's become dry. Or a fruit, it becomes dry. It's dried fruit. It's different from, you're not just throwing it away. You have to use the weather and time to weaken it and deprive it of freshness and water with time. Dried mango. Yes. And you see, you need to understand. So when the Holy Spirit, you know, one day a brother was describing his pornographical, masturbational. Destin. Now, when he described it, the number of times, I'm not going to mention the numbers, but when he mentioned the number of times, I knew by the Spirit that the next thing was, I told him, I don't need him to stop. I need him. I gave him a quantity for the week. Yes. Because I was anointed to dry it, but not to cut it. Because it needs drying. Shaka pasaka. Until it withers. Yes. And I know you would have been surprised if I tell you the prescription I gave him. I gave him a prescription. And gradually, it was going to take some months. Not suddenly something. You see, you have to. I put you on a diet of bread. When I say bread, you see, there's a type of bread. It's very small and thick. Small, it's bitter, dry. I don't know what it's called, like yeast bread, something. Not cereal, not leaning that bread. I show you, you marvel. This is your food, and they are very happy when they eat it. They're happy. It's like Charlie, we are forced. So I was watching. Many places it has happened to me. Yes. One day, I met a gunman who had traveled to Europe. And he was now married to a European, whatever. Not even a European, but he was married to a European. And I said, "How is it?" He said, "Bishop, sometimes, most of the time, see, we have bread and salad. Bread and sausage. Yes." So he said, "That is why when I come, I get my kinky and some things." Yes. Because he's not used to the, but he's been eating it. And he was still putting on weight with the, that food. Yes, bread and salad. Salad, bread. They said there's no cooking. Just have a sausage, bread, or a salad or something. That's it. Somebody from Jamestown. I mean Jamestown original. It's used to eating kenke, fish fried with pepper. What are you talking? There's no such pepper at that place. Are you listening to me? It needs to be dry. Drugs are like that. Drugs. That's what they do in the rehabilitation center. They try to dry it. Yes, to dry it slowly. But it can be dried. Yes. Cocaine. Look, if you take some rats and you put them in a room and you give them cocaine, you give them food, give them cocaine, and you make them drug addicts. Rat drug addicts. Okay? And you keep them in a room and you starve them for 2 weeks without food, without water, food, whatever. And you release them and you put cocaine. I read it on the internet. You can go and check it. About drugs. And you put food here and cocaine here. The rats which have become drug addicts, when they come after starving for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they don't go to the food. They go straight to the drugs. And they eat the drugs. They don't go to the food. No, that is how strong it is. It's very strong. Yes. So you see, when you don't understand things, you'll be criticizing. Some people, if they are able to stay away from sin or from something that they are used to for 10 years of their life and they backslide, it's more than you up to 70 years old. Yes. Yes. Because it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. It's a strong thing. Homosexuality is like that. That is why if you touch a boy's anus below a certain age, you go to prison in civilized countries. Straight. Because you affect him. You can't do that. You can't. Everybody hold it tight. Yeah. So, you don't have to accept certain things. See, although it's so strong, you must know that it's strong and it has to be dried up from the fountains. And so you see that even the Holy Spirit, look at that verse, Hosea 13, 15. It shall be dried up. And 16. Okay, verse 15. Yeah. Dried up. His fountain shall be dried up, and his spring shall become dry. Fornication is like that too. When you get to a stage in fornication, it's difficult to stop. Very difficult. When it gets to a certain point, if a person is able to stay without doing that, you see, maybe even for 5 years, it's more than somebody's 20 years. Oh yes, you see, you may not know. And you see, until we grow up and accept these realities, you will not understand people. And you also let people have the impression that God has place for only people who have a perfect origin. And there are few people like that. And becoming fewer. Yes. And unfortunately, those who don't have some of those things have sometimes a worse problem called pride. It's worse than. Give me a humble fornicator than a proud virgin. Any day. And a proud virgin. Oh. What are you talking about? Yes. Humble than a proud virgin. Like a queen. And you marry her, she has got these small flags with red flags. She has placed at different sections. When you put a flag, that means that don't touch. Don't touch. Out of bounds. Fornication is like that. Pornography is like that. Yes. Masturbation is like that. Food is like that. Sex is like that. All the habits of the flesh are like that. Oh. It's not a small thing to change it. So those of you who want to marry people from another country, and you say, oh, he doesn't mind what he eats. He's a vegetarian. He's an omnivorous brother. He has a Catholic taste. You are joking. That you don't know. Look, in Ghana, we don't eat cassava leaves. Is it not true? We don't eat cassava leaves. Maybe some eat it, but I know most people don't eat cassava leaves. But, in Nigeria, they eat it. In Sierra Leone, they eat it. In Guinea, they eat it. Mozambique, they eat it. And where again? Gambia, Zambia, they eat it. Congo, only Ghana, we eat cocoyam lips. Only Ghana. It's like our mouths are soft. Because the cassava leaf is hard. Bitter. Is that a bitter leaf? It's another one. A higher leaf is coming than a cassava. Higher than cassava. You have married somebody and you want to change something which takes a Holy Ghost wind to dry. You are marrying an Ewe brother who is used to eating akpele. An Ewe brother is used to eating akpele and okra soup every day. And you want to give him salad and sausage. You must be joking. Even the Holy Ghost is taking his time to dry out such things. And you, with signing of one wedding ring, you are coming to change everything. I don't understand you. Do you understand yourself? Are you God? Somebody eat akpele every day with okra soup. The one that it goes like this thing. What do you call it? Mittelschmerz mucus. Mittelschmerz mucus.
Hey! Strings.
What is it called? And you are bringing your salad. The man doesn't know what is salad. And you want him to change. He's married you on Saturday. When he's relaxing on Tuesday, he will be calling for what he knows. What he, that is why people who are married go back to pornography. She's there, but I'm used to this. This is what I've been enjoying. This is what I've been enjoying. You can be married and you will be using the pornography all the time. Oh, yes. All the time. That's why people are married and they are masturbating. They have sex with you and they go and masturbate. Well, this is what they know. Their body has that taste. That is why people are married and then after some time they say, I'm gay. And they say, you know, I can't explain it anymore. I can't resist. Because it's coming and it needs to be dried. Yes. If you just give a little refreshing on it, it becomes normal. You know some dry things, when you can refresh it and put it in the oven and then it becomes like it is alive. Just some small spices, then it is back to normal. So the Holy Ghost, Hosea 13, he says, his spring shall become dry. So the spring, you see, this, where the sexual spring that springs out, it will dry. Receive dryness in the every unnecessary springing. Sheka ka sapa kapala bala madibele. Yes. Yes. If you are used to sleeping with three different girls in one day, how easy will it be to stay with one for 1 year with a bad attitude too? No, I mean, let's be honest, because all these three have very good attitudes, very eager, smiling, eager, cheerful, giggling, making noise, ooze, ass, screams, shouts, banging, scratching, all kinds of. Sit down. The wind of the Spirit. The wind. So let the wind of the Spirit blow on every aspect of you. Demon powers are going to go. Waters of death are going to assuage. Every spring is going to dry up. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going. Now, if you look at Acts chapter 2, notice. First of all, there was a wind to drive away demon powers. And then, verse 3, then appeared fire. So let the wind come and clear all demonic forces and dry all powers of darkness out of your life. And immediately after that comes the fire of God and the light of God. And God will use you for great things and to do great exploits. I speak to springs. I speak to springs. I command them to dry. I say you dry up now. I say you dry up now. I breathe the breath of God on you. All undried springs and fountains, be dried up now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your power. We lift our hands. We receive your glory and your blessing. For the wind of the Spirit, so beautiful, so lovely, so nice. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Lift your hands. Receive the Holy Spirit. How many of us sense you need the wind of the Spirit to drive away demon powers? How many of you sense you need the wind of the Spirit to drive away death? How many of you sense you need the wind of the Spirit to drive away and dry up all springs, waters? Receive the wind of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. All of you over here, take it. It's flowing.
I receive it.
Lift your hands. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Touch you, but the wind will touch you. Lift your hand here. Receive. Lift your hand here. I see drying. Something is drying up. Receive it. receive it. Something is trying. Oh, yes. Yes. Jesus. Over here, lift your hands. Receive the wind of the Spirit. Over here, lift your hands. Receive the wind of the Spirit. Careful, careful. Okay. Over here, come. All of you here, come. Come to me this way. Stand right here. No, just here. No, just the first few rows. Not everybody, please. Lift your hands. I want the first three rows, please. The rest of you go back to your seats, please. The wind of the Spirit. You know, something is drying. Something is drying. Lift your hands everywhere. Listen, if you don't believe in the supernatural, you shouldn't come here. I keep explaining to you. Lift your hands. It's coming on you. All of you in front here, take it now. Receive. Receive it. Take it. Take power, 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 power. Kapa shandola bakabara. Your hands. Receive it. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. Receive. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Go back. Come, this group. First few rows. Stand here. Lift your hands. Don't think about me. Think about you and God. Lift your hands. Whatever demon is working in your life, whatever power of darkness, by the wind of the Spirit, it's going out of you. By the wind of the Spirit, powers that are very powerful are drying up right now. Receive it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive it. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every death over your life. Take it. Lift your hands here. It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. All of you in front here, something is happening. God's power is anointing. Receive. All of you here, lift your hands. Jesus, let your wind fall upon them. In the congregation, lift your hands. The wind of the Holy Spirit. The wind. He says, there came a mighty rushing wind. Receive the wind of the Spirit right now. Receive the wind of the Spirit now. All fleshly desires. Receive it. Take it. Power. Receive it. Shaka basakuraba. Receive it. Bring this one. Lift your hand. Those guys, come here. John Paul and Coca. It's okay, leave him. Come and stand here. Lift your hands. Just find your way. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Holy Ghost, death, go. Receive. Death, go, 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 go.
Yes.
Go. Jesus, Jesus, Kaba Shabisa. Thank you. You, 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 you. Kaba Sibola Bashambala Bala. Come here. Lift up your hands. Death, go, go, go. Fornication is one of these. I'm telling you, if you don't respect it, you don't know what you are doing. Lift your hands. Okay? Shh. Over here. Oh, be careful on the stairs. Please come off the stairs. Come off the stairs. Come off the stairs, please. Lift your hands. It's coming. It's coming. Receive it. Yes. Breathe in. Take in a deep breath. Breathe in. Receive the Holy Ghost. Supernatural power. Everybody sit down. Everybody sit down. Listen, the Holy Spirit is a wind. So, you know, like oil, like wind. You see, sometimes it's like it's a natural wind. But then it changes. Then it becomes a supernatural wind. So that is why sometimes you cannot see, are you receiving a natural wind or a supernatural wind? It's like the oil. When you're anointed, it's like you're anointed with oil. But then in the moment, it becomes a supernatural thing. Yes. It depends on your faith and it depends on God. So somebody can breathe. Because when Jesus breathed on the disciples, he said, receive the Holy Spirit. You see, of course, it was carbon dioxide. It was this, it was this, it was all that. But then in the moment, the natural... You see, you must be like a bird. A bird is on the ground. Then one moment it's flying. So it's in another realm. So the wind is in one realm, physical. So I can breathe on you. In one moment it's like I'm breathing gases on you. Then in a moment, it's like a supernatural power has come into you. It's like the oil. So you put oil on you, it's like I'm just oily. But in a moment, it becomes a supernatural thing. It's like my hand. I can shake hands. It's just a greeting. But in another moment, you see, that's why the Bible says that we are seated in heavenly place. We are both here and we are also in heaven. So it depends. Come, O Shandelebe. So you have to be open to receive the Spirit in every way, including the wind. But you see some of the things. They are so strong. They are so strong that only the power of God can change it. Yeah, it's very strong. When you see these forces I'm talking about, you see that only God can make. You know, in a certain sense, you would start to even excuse the things. You see, when Moses changed the law about marriage, it's because he saw that they couldn't obey. He saw that they won't obey it. They can't. So he changed it. And Jesus explained that it was not so from the beginning. But they couldn't receive it. The hardness of their heart, like it can't go into them that we should stay with one woman. So it was changed. Yeah. Based on the pastoral understanding of the situation that they can't do it. And there's a lot of that now. People can't stay married. They can't. Sometimes they try and say they can't. And honestly, there are no principles, counseling, except the power of God, that can make people actually able to do what is right. You have to respect it. People who don't respect it, they don't understand what we are dealing with. Yeah. You know, one of the first times we're dealing with a brother with a homosexual. When I say a brother, I mean our church members. He said, look, if there's a girl here and there's a man here, I feel towards the man. I don't like the girl. A young man. It's not a normal thing. It's supernatural. So if you don't have the power of God, how are you going to deal with it? You have to respect all these. So sometimes you don't respect what has happened to people. And that is why we need the Holy Spirit. You must believe more in supernatural. And I told somebody, and I want to say to you here, to somebody here, you know, I want you to mark it. By tonight's wind of the Spirit, a day is going to come when you will say, I remember when this was a problem, but it has been such a long time. By the grace of God, it's not a problem today. Receive it.
Receive it.
Yes. But you won't see it going because it's to be dried. When we are drying fruits, it's there with us for some time. But a day will come and you look at it and say, this thing, God's power has dried it. It has dried it out of my life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Put your hand on your belly. Now I'm going to pray for the river to flow. I see a river flowing. Take it, somebody. Take the power. Just as I received in my belly something, a deposit. And then I heard from today, you can teach. Receive it. Thank you. receive it. Everybody taking a deep breath. It's flowing. It's flowing. Sandy. Sandy, come to me. I need to pray for you. Receive. Lift your hands. You are coming out of a hole. Stand behind him. Come this way. You are coming out of a hole. You are escaping. Receive. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. Lift your hand, everybody. Receive God. God. Receive God. Kusa. 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 Over here. Receive it. Take it. It's flowing. Take it now. It's flowing. Receive God over here. Cliso Pashta Skulia. Come, come, come. Dancers, come. Just stand here. Life. Your life is going to change. Who is the other person? Yes, Papa Kwame. Where is Hillary? Lift your hand. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. Your personalities, come to me. Your personalities are changing. Lift your hands. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. I see a rope around your neck. Kola Sibala. Tabosh. Shaba. Skula. Kela Skaraba. Skupala. Receive God. Olin, come to me. Jessica, come to me. Where's Jessica? Come. Lift your hands. Up your hands. Thank you. Shh, kabash. Receive it. The wind of God blows away death. Blows away death. Blows away death. Thank you. Death, go. Death, go. Death, go. Death, go. Death, go. Death, go. Shuma. Kesobasa. Death, go. Death, go. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Three of you here, stand up. Receive the Spirit. Careful. Spirit, wind of the Spirit, death, go. I banish death. I banish sudden death. I banish unexpected deaths. I banish car accidents. I banish being knocked down by a car. I banish childhood diseases. I banish heart attacks. I banish it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Wind of the Spirit. Now, everybody taking a deep breath. Death, darkness, and locusts. Locusts. Locusts that have darkened your life. Locusts that have darkened your life. I command them. Go. The wind of the Spirit blows away. The wind of God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now just thank God for the nice wind that is calming things down in your life. The Bible says a west wind from God blew. And truly it's blowing. It's blowing. It's blowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. How beautiful. How beautiful. The west wind that blows away the locusts, casting them into the Red Sea of your life. There shall remain not even one locust in all of your life. In the name of Jesus. Things are supernatural. When you've gone to school and you've learned principles, facts, data, figures, you tend to put away the supernatural realities. But if you analyze them, now I know a pastor, he was even in Ghana at a point, he was a drug addict, but he got saved. Then he became a great man of God. One day he was found in a hotel, dead. He was lying on his face. And they found powder in his pocket. And they found it was what he has given testimonies on television, how God has saved him. But he went back for it. And it probably took an overdose and he died. Big church, big church. It's not a small thing. So if you don't deal with it supernaturally, the springs that you think are just natural things, you'll be surprised. But I believe, and it's not by principles, it's by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what makes us anything. You are nothing. You are very bad, actually. Then the Holy Spirit comes and then anoints you. Then you become something usable. But really, if you take the Holy Spirit, you are left with a bad shell. You are like an egg without even anything in it. Just a shell. That's why David said, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Like, you can take everything but the Holy Spirit, please. Michael, more. Yeah. Come. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Receive. Receive. Thank you. Thank you. What principles cannot do, let your power work it out in this man. Take the Holy Spirit. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. Receive God. I'm ministering to you. I'm ministering to the curse. Come on, come on, come on. I'm ministering to something. I'm ministering to something to go away, to dry. Kufa shan samadas. Sweet, sweet. Pafula, shibasi, tosa, talamande. Peramazado, kazimada. Talamana manadibole, bishede, bede, bede. Tafade, bozana, kabile. Peloramande. I scoop you. Padozana makabe. Fredala zanda machomo koparele. Feges papa zanda somo shembezbene. Fegebo fadalaze polodobe. Homaraba shimbebebe. Receive. There is a wolf. Wants to take somebody. Bring this man to me. Receive. A wolf wants to take somebody, but you know, God will not let that wolf take you. No. Cannot happen. Somebody here is going to die out of an accident of something that you shouldn't have died. But in the name of Jesus, I block it. I reverse it. I cancel it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now you see, one day a prophet was preaching and he was saying something like what I'm saying now. And after church, a lady was going around and she was, go back, was saying that all these things, they are not whatever. She died on Saturday. She died on the Saturday. All these whatever, they are not whatever. She died on the Saturday because she was with her church member and she was saying all these things. So you have to be careful in your handling and caring about what the word of the Lord is for you. You know, if you could see how many demons want to be in one person and harass only one person, you would pray more. Yeah. But you are being set free.
Yes.
How many of you sense a drying wind that is drying things? Drying, drying, drying. There are many of us, you know, when I call you, so many people will come. That's why I'm praying for all of us. I'm just praying. It's a lot. It's a lot. Pasha Kasosha. Varamajandola Banda. Taremandala Masha. Lara Bashi Bada Sanda. You know what the wolf is? The wolf is someone who went away but has come back. And has come back for somebody. Somebody important. Important in the house of God. But I'm praying for you now. Kusha Kasa. Yeah. Bring her to me before. Kasa Bosha Kasa Balade. The wolf is looking for. Bring that one at the back to me. It's looking for somebody. An old captive. To back. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Out! Everybody, stretch your hand and pray. These are demons. Wolf spirits. Come out! In Jesus' name. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Wolf spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I command you, come out. Wolf spirit, come out. Kadeka, 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 Kadeka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Out, 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 out. Satan, your power is finished. Arabashaka bara 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 bara. There is something like a hippopotamus spirit. It's like flesh. Flesh. Coming for you. And his last spirit is here. But it's being bound now. Flesh. Coming to eat you. begin to bind every hippopotamus flesh spirit coming for your life. Kasakaya, kapaka, kela kasa, kaya upala mashanda leba. Anybody falling down at the back, bring the person to me in the front. Listen, something is going to jump out. I said something is going to jump out. Are you ready with your prayer shield? In the name of Jesus, I drive out the devils. Come out! Pray in the name of Jesus. Kalika! Kalika! Kula yambo, kima loba siko, kileme, kulala, kuba, kila kukasa, kuskalaku, kuskalaku, kila zaba kola, kila sukaraba, kila sukuskalara, kila ule 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 ule. Sexual devils, fornication devils, hippopotamus spirits, flesh spirits, adultery spirits, dragon spirits, out, caluse, fire, everybody pray fire, fire, fire. Hippopotamus spirit. Charm spirit. Charming spirit. Charmer. Charmer. Enchantment spirit of the cobra. Crocodile spirit. You are coming out now. I said you are coming out now. Out. 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 Look here. Look here. Look here. Look here. By the blood and the name of Jesus. 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 Deception spirit. Deception. 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 Deceiver. Charmer. In the name of Jesus. Charmer deceiver. Charmer deceiver. Kalisa Oya Okaba. Charmer deceiver. Makaya Upo Yambo Kasaka. Charmer deceiver. Uka Ilemo Akoya Ola Mama. Ilemo Lokoboro. Kaliba Katos Kalaba. Biten by Ushia. Alame, Cocola, 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 Calabra. Now, lift your hands, everybody. Many people are set free by the power of God. Kuraka Sakara. Kurasakarakataka. Kurasakatakaraka. Chekurakasakataba. Kalambarabashaba. Chekurakachasadaba. In Jesus' name. Now, in the congregation, everyone lift your hands. Whatever represents a crocodile, a dragon, a charmer, a deceiver, a hippopotamus, a flesh sandwich, changalus, chege chagau, chagalogoja, chigora, rakabaya, lepakazoko, kareko lakabayas, ibe, look at it, look at it, look at it, snake, look at it, come out! Kosa Shaya Tola Tegbe Talagash Shagabas Shagabas. Is broken in the name of Jesus. All right, sit down. Father, for your blessing, your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, quiet. Quiet, quiet. Take out your offering basket. Bring it to me, basket. When you get out of this floor, you are free from devils. In Jesus' name. Quiet. Quiet. Jesus. Now, you know, even though I know everybody here and all that, there are 7 people here, I believe, as opposed to give an offering of $100. And I want you to come. I'm calling you to come and give $100. I know we are in Ghana, but there are 7 people like that I feel in my spirit. And I want you to come and succeed. I don't know why. If you are here, just come with $100 apiece, all of you. I feel that you'll be blessed. I'm calling you, you know, when I'm doing that, I'm calling you to be blessed. Money is going to mix up with your prayers and turn into a blessing. If you don't have $100, you can have the equivalent. That's 7 of you. I'm calling you in the spirit. Karabashandoraba. Kerabasupalaba. Kabo kakisa majombeleke balata veloribedevedevede. Karamajandola pavalata veloribedevede. Taylor Amazon does that, but you say, were you all sitting together, 3 of you? Yes, come. Stand here. You know, come this way. You know, I'm going to pray for you because in the future, you will be respected. Future. Watch out. You'll be respected. And it will be because of God and His grace. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Skula. Shkimara. Skobaligash. Jesus. I see you as older men who have grown up and you are respected. That's what I see. You grew up and you are respected in the church. Jesus. Yes. You know, there's a wind blowing. It's blowing away locusts. It's blowing away demon power. Blowing away demon power. It's blowing away demon power in your life. Stand here. I'm praying for you and your husband. This is a real prayer. The other one was not a prayer. Okay. Flogasham on Sunday. Yes. For Gaza and Bojin Dalamaza Bia. For Daze Bekre Bago Brokabala. Tozala. For Ayan Duma Shando Bakazante de Gabara. Tola Breke Stadabia Dolo Makabaria. La me go ramba di lo mushinde le meke. Kodadaze andos azabaladi ambede kabada liba. Tavario da la Mashomba Casalinda. Pela Zadio Adoman and Bazema Deba. Caveriado Lobo Shedebede. Fugas andoma shimola de beke mandaria bele. Fola gisando la mash. Shindo panzande kamalia. For you and for your husband. Tosanda. Tis manaika odalama shimbaze. Jesus. Power be on you. Power be on you. Power be on your husband. Lift your left hand. Your left hand. Lift your left hand. Let you be strong. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what a blessing. Some of you, as our understanding is being healed, receive power to be cured of stubbornness, arguments. Lion spirit is bound. I bind a lion that doesn't go back. I bind you. I bind the lion. Bind the lion spirit. Shkaramanda ba shakaba ba 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 ba. Pasota ba kabalade. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to take our offering. We are still taking offering. Now, because of Revelations 8:4, I like offerings to be part of the beautiful power that we experience. I want to receive an offering of 100 CDs, just 100 CDs. But I feel that this offering will turn for your good. I see somebody walking down a hill, up. I'm seeing you in the spirit, but it's not in Ghana. One day you'll be in the place I'm seeing. And you'll be going down, then you go up. Down, hill, and up. I see you walking there. When you are there, it will not be a bad thing. It will be a good thing. God will have blessed you to be there. Mashindolama Sandamete Todaza 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 Alabaza Baraza Banaria Pero Mandele Barabanadora. Is the way to your house, actually? Is the way to your house? That's your house. Your house is actually in that country. Kora Shan Elam Azanelo Rabasi Paradise Folande Bres Barbush Carbaz Varides. Pela lan albero salare tavardelos. Radefre zarambandolo moshandele bekes. Valarabandele mokaramandele benele benedo bashada la badu vasidore. Kikolos, 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 kalabuska, kujaga. Chingola, amazande, chingola, chingola, chingola. Pazevaro buzvarida, vazum zarivelo, vaburadigese. Fevaram bolosome duvri a jambes palavres. Faroma zivendo rama vrezelo veredevere. Sodan an zemonan davelon da zamandes. Pavon zendan jenda maza topleza da blosameri. Fevovara divora mezandan fadoremo chandere bacasvaria. Farode Sarando Furodili Baradali Mabar Adele Mumboloka de la Mandele. Jesus, thank you. You have done great things. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. One day, somebody here will be in another country. You'll be walking down, then you walk up. And there's a small bridge. It's a way to your house. Receive that. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Now, we are continuing several people to sow a seed as part of your prayers. This morning's prayer was the prayer to the top. You'll be surprised. Do you know that this ministry, by the grace of God, is one of the leading ministries in this country? Did you know that? From a classroom straight to the top. This offering, next one, is about the top. It's all about the top. And I want to encourage you. I'm calling you in the spirit. Come and put your seed there. It's about the top, somewhere at the top. As you plant your seed, be found in the upper realms. Come. We are at 50 cities now as a special offering. This is different from the 100 cities or even the $100. This is something that has to do with the top. Feel free to give any offering you want. You can give any time, any group. You can come for each group. But this has something to do with the top. Mande Santa Mashombo Banda La Manda Bere. You know, can I have one basket on this side and this is so that my blue center here is free? Actually, no. Let it be here because I feel there's some power here. Don't walk on my blue thing, please. Loma Jeana Mozania. You are transferred to Brazil. Somebody here is transferred to Brazil. Palo Zanjema. Padoze na Jama Zomo de Kalebe. God has picked you out and elevated you. That's the interpretation. God has picked you out and elevated you. Tazigolana Bojandala. And men who had little regard and respect for you are forced to deal with you. Now, somebody here, you are working with a boss, but it's not easy to work. And so the Spirit is saying about your work, because it's not that easy for you to work there. That in spite of the difficulty, you are going to be favored. But you need great wisdom. You know, I don't want to call the people for a reason. But I'm just telling you. malo shada zanto la veje de pare bashada vaza paluchi te ramazanda la bana sigets. Now everybody who has an offering of 20 Ghana cedis, lift it up high like this. Lift it up. 20 cedis. Father, thank you for those giving 20 cedis tonight in Jesus' name. Put the basket one here. One here. And one over there. Not in the middle anymore. Come and put your seed, 20 cedis. We are coming to the close of this service. We're ending. Now, beautiful. Fela majo jaza zama. Blessings abound. Somebody watching. We are receiving blessings. Somebody here, you have a difficult job because you have a difficult boss. Not that you have a difficult boss, but it's not what you are thinking it should be. It's not working out the way you think it should be. So it puts you in difficulty. Who is that person? You? I don't want to know. Kaloma Juna because Banora Shemades Tolarema Bozande Makadal Majuna Flegaram Romazene Talmedeja. Intercede and help, Lord. Intercede and help. In Jesus' name I pray for you, Lord. Amen. That's all. Nobody else. All right. Everybody, take out your offering that you have, and we are going to be closing with this. I'm going to pray for everybody now. Everybody, take out something. Don't not give. Don't what? Don't not give. Don't and not cancel out each other. Don't and not. Do not not. It's negative, negative. Becomes positive. Is it not true? Did you not do maths? It's not a quadratic equation. If I give you 4x cubed minus 2x squared minus 10, differentiate, find the gradients. You cannot do it. But at least, do not not give. It's a simple English maths. Minus times minus equal to plus. Kagazo shataga basa. Lift up your offering. Father, we are grateful for tonight's blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as the offering comes round, I'm going to ask Aida to sing just one song for us. What a blessing. The presence of God is here, so you cannot just do much different things.
Son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. There he wasted his substance on a riotous living. Oh, he had spent all he had. You must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive, be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself, be quick to yield yourself.
To
obey. Yeah, you must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. You must be quick to yield yourself. You must be quick to believe. Be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive and be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.